Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. The two goals of transformation: self-love and union with spirit. Introduction. In today's world, many people struggle with feelings of inadequacy, loneliness, fear, and disconnection. We live in an age of technological progress and material abundance, yet countless individuals quietly suffer from low self-esteem and an overwhelming sense of emptiness. At the heart of this struggle are two unmet needs: the need to love oneself authentically and the need to experience a living connection with spirit, source, higher power, God. The philosophy of transformation provides a pathway to address these fundamental needs. It identifies two inseparable goals. The first goal is for an individual to learn how to authentically love himself, to embrace self-acceptance, worthiness, and inner compassion, to experience self-love. Self-love is the prelude to knowing and being our true identity. The second goal is to come to know spirit, source, higher power, God, and to obtain an intimate connection or union with this divine presence. Who we are is spirit, source, higher power. This is not blasphemy, but rather our identity. The relationship between these two goals is essential. Without authentic self-love, a deep and lasting connection to spirit, source, higher power, God, remains unreachable. Self-rejection blocks us from experiencing spirit or source, while self-acceptance and self-love opens the channel for union with the divine, to know and be higher power. This article explores the importance and benefits of these two goals, why they are interdependent, and what practical knowledge and practices are needed to achieve them. Part 1. Why self-love is the first goal. The crisis of self-image in today's world. Modern culture often conditions people to evaluate themselves based on external measures, career success, wealth, physical appearance, social approval, or achievements. While these may offer temporary satisfaction, they cannot provide lasting self-worth. When we define ourselves by what is outside of us, we are vulnerable to disappointment, failure, loss, and even depression. This external search for validation leaves millions trapped in cycles of comparison, shame, guilt, and self-criticism. Addictive behaviors, mental health struggles, and destructive relationships often emerge as attempts to numb the pain of an unloved self. The truth, however, is simple. Healing begins with self-love. Authentic self-love versus egoic self-indulgence. Self-love is often misunderstood. It is not narcissism, vanity, or selfishness. Authentic self-love is the recognition of one's inherent worth and value as a human being, independent of achievements or failures. It is the ability to look inward with compassion, to forgive one's mistakes, and to cultivate respect, acceptance, and love toward oneself. Whereas egoic self-indulgence separates us from others, authentic self-love connects us, because when we love ourselves, we naturally extend love to others. The healing power of self-love. Authentic self-love produces profound benefits. Emotional stability. Self-love reduces self-criticism anxiety, and depression, replacing them with acceptance and inner peace, freedom from addiction. Many addictions arise from self-rejection. Self-love dissolves the need for destructive escapes. Healthier relationships. When we love ourselves, we stop demanding from others what only we can give ourselves: love, approval, and worthiness. Confidence and resilience. Self-love provides a foundation of inner strength to face life's challenges without collapsing into despair. As Louise Hay and other teachers remind us, self-love is the starting point of transformation. It is the seed from which every other healing grows. Part 2, why connection with spirit is the second goal, the hunger for spiritual meaning. Beyond self-love, human beings carry a deep longing for transcendence, a desire to connect with something greater than themselves. This is the hunger for spirit, source, higher power, God. Without this connection, even a healthy sense of self can feel incomplete. Modern society often neglects this dimension, reducing spirituality to rituals, doctrines, or abstract beliefs. But true spirituality is not about external performance. It is about direct personal connection with the divine. Part 3, why the two goals are inseparable. The relationship between self-love and divine connection is symbiotic. Without self-love, one feels unworthy of God and unconsciously resists divine intimacy. With self-love, the heart opens and spirit naturally reveals itself. As the philosophy of transformation states, the journey is not about striving to reach an external God, but about remembering who we truly are, beings of love, already connected to spirit, source, higher power, God. Thus, self-love is both the preparation for and the doorway into divine union. Part 4, what we must know and practice. Transformation is not only about concepts. It requires lived practice. Knowledge is important for transformation, but it must be followed with wisdom. The following knowledge and disciplines are essential to achieving the two goals. 1. Knowledge, understanding thought and identity. Power of thought. Following insights from Albert Ellis and the work of Louise Hay, we must recognize that thoughts shape feelings and experiences. Negative thoughts about ourselves create suffering. Positive, loving thoughts create healing. False identity. We must see that we are not our achievements, failures, or possessions. Our identity is spiritual. Who we are is spirit, source, higher power, God. Role of belief. Beliefs can either imprison us or liberate us. Choosing beliefs aligned with love opens the path to transformation. 2. Practice of wisdom. Cultivating self-love. Affirmations. Daily declarations such as, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, reshape the subconscious mind. Mirror work. Looking into one's eyes in a mirror and speaking words of love builds self-acceptance and self-love. Forgiveness. Letting go of past mistakes and guilt is crucial for authentic self-love. Compassionate self-talk. Replacing self-criticism with encouragement nurtures the inner child and strengthens identity. 3. Wisdom, opening to spirit. Meditation and stillness. Quieting the mind creates space to feel God's presence. Gratitude. A heart of thankfulness aligns us with the benevolence of spirit. Prayer and surrender. Prayer is not begging, but aligning with divine will. Surrender is trusting that spirit always works for good. Service to others. Loving service becomes a natural outpouring of divine connection. 4. daily integration, living transformation. The goal is not occasional moments of insight, but consistent daily embodiment. Transformation requires commitment, discipline, and willingness. Begin each morning with affirmations of love and gratitude. Pause during the day to remember your divine identity. End each night in reflection, forgiveness, and renewed intention. Over time, these practices rewire both the conscious and subconscious mind, leading to enduring transformation. Part 5, The Importance of Transformation in Today's World, Addressing the Epidemic of Low Self-Esteem. Across the globe, low self-esteem is a silent epidemic. It fuels anxiety, depression, addiction, violence, and even social division. Teaching individuals to authentically love themselves is not merely a private matter, it is a public necessity. Healing disconnection from spirit. Equally, the disconnection from spirit lies at the root of many modern crises. When people forget their divine nature, they act from fear, greed, and separation. Reconnection with spirit fosters compassion, unity, love, and peace. The path for individuals and society. By integrating these two goals, self-love and union with spirit, individuals heal personally, and society as a whole moves toward transformation. As people awaken, collective consciousness shifts. Families become healthier, communities more compassionate, and humanity more aligned with peace. Conclusion: remembering who we are. The two goals of transformation are not abstract ideals. They are real and urgent necessities for living in today's world. To love oneself authentically is to break free from cycles of shame and fear, reclaiming dignity and worth. To connect with spirit is to awaken to our true identity as divine expressions of love. Together, these goals form the essence of the spiritual journey. Self-love is the doorway. Spirit is the destination. And in the end, both are one and the same. For to know ourselves, the self, is to know God. And to love ourselves is to embody and be the love of God. When individuals commit to these goals through knowledge and daily practice, they discover the most profound truth. Transformation is not about becoming something new, but about remembering who we already are, perfect, whole, and complete, the divine, and loved. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.